All right. Hi, everybody. welcome to the quarterly member meeting. It's good to see you all. Actually, what I see is me. I wonder if I can still see. There, now I can see you all. Okay, good. When I was made spotlight, all I saw was me. It's good to see you all. We are here for the quarterly member meeting, and the first thing that I'm going to share with you is our Q3 financial report. So let me share my screen. And this is our Q3 financial report. I'm going to go over it, you know, kind of quickly. When we look at the Q3, notice that we're looking at everything from January to September. It's not Q3 alone. But what you see is the amount of donations that we received, which show up as different kinds of donations, the goods that were donated primarily to the retreat house, services that were donated, such as MPP facilitation and form developer fees, the individual business contributions that you all made, the contributions that a benefactor made for my salary, contributions that a benefactor made towards Don's salary, that's not Don's total salary, and then also donations that people made specifically to the retreat house, 9,000 of which actually came from a previous year and was just moved into the budget this year. We saved $12,000 when we bought the retreat house to help pay the bills for the first year because we knew the first year might be a little slower. And by the end of September, 9 months, we moved nine of that $12,000 into this year's budget. So our total for our donations at the end of Q3, $102,000. $80.59. Also, this year we've made $321 from you guys shopping on Amazon Smile. And please don't forget to go to smile.amazon.com when you shop because it doesn't cost you anything. And we do get money from that, assuming Awakening Together is your selected charity. Almost nothing in interest. But we did make $848 this year in royalties from NTI. We've also made almost $6,000 in income from our MPP students that are taking that curriculum. And we've made a little over $16,000 in retreats that were offered at the retreat house this year, as well as $2,000 in speaker fee income. One was Jacqueline speaking, doing an online speaking program for Teachers of God, and the other one was a retreat that I did in Oregon. We each got about $1,000 for those two engagements. There was also some travel reimbursement for my plane ticket to Oregon. We've sold about $1,000 worth of books this year, NTI and Inner Ramana primarily, and we've also made nearly $10,000 from the retreat house lodging payments. So our total income for the year, including our donations plus the other income I just went over, $138,758. So that was our income. And now what I'm going to show you is the expenses that we had in that same period of time. There are business registration fees that we have to pay just to operate as a charitable business. So you'll see that $318. The bank fees are primarily PayPal fees, but we also have fees that we pay Wells Fargo so that we can do direct pay for our employees. That costs $11 a month. So a total of $670 in bank fees. We had a late fee, $39, from a credit card. That primarily happened because they quit sending statements, and I didn't get a bill, I didn't pay it. Now I know to go check because they're not sending statements anymore. contract services, this is what we've paid Cheryl in 9 months. You can tell she makes about $1,000 a month plus room and board. So after 9 months, just a little over $9,000. We also have a webmaster that helps us maintain our website. In the first 9 months of the year, we paid him $690. The cost of the retreat house van, a little over $1,100 for gas, insurance, maintenance, and registration. Now, what's interesting here is our real estate property tax is negative. Whoops, negative $1,358. The reason for that is Jacqueline applied for the retreat house to be exempt from property taxes, and we had already paid property taxes, and then they approved that exemption, and they refunded us those property taxes. So that's what you're looking at here as a negative number, is that particular refund that had been paid. Postage we've spent this year, $510 in postage. Office supplies, $145. Telecommunications, really, internet for Jacqueline and Don's home offices, about $1,000. A PalTalk account that hadn't been completely shut down cost us about $48, but that has been shut down now. Software for Don's computer, $19. All of our other servers that we use, our Zoom, our radio, QuickBooks, DriveHQ, which is where all of our audio files are stored, MailChimp, which is how you get the daily update, $2,800 in the first 9 months of the year. And then we got some hard drives for backups. That was just $103. Scholarships that we've given out for retreats at the retreat house in the first 9 months, $3,450. We have awarded a benevolence award to someone who needed some help, a member that needed some help. In the first 9 months, that was $923. And then there were some finance charges that we see for that same credit card bill I didn't pay because I didn't receive a statement. payroll expenses, I'll just drop to the bottom line here, almost $100,000 in payroll expenses. So you can tell that this is where a big expense for us, clearly, just paying Jacqueline, Don, Regina. Cheryl was paid up above, so this is Jacqueline, Don, and Regina. This is expenses for me going to Oregon, most of which was reimbursed up above. This is how much we paid our MPP facilitators to lead MPP, $2,250. And now we're getting specifically to the retreat house expenses. So our insurance for the retreat house is $1,055 a year. Just some repair and maintenance that we've done on the retreat house in the first 9 months, $912. Our utilities and our trash pickup, our internet, a little over $5,000 in the first 9 months. Groceries, toilet paper, supplies such as that, also a little over $5,000. So it's a little over $10,000 in 9 months just to have, just to have utilities and groceries and toilet paper, those types of things. So it does cost some money, not just the mortgage, but just living there costs around $10,000. $175 for an ad that we put on Find the Divine. About $457 for books purchased for the retreat house or printed for the retreat house. And some of these were actually donated. So up above, we saw them as an in-kind goods donation. So this wasn't actually all expense. We were still setting up housekeeping in January of this year. We were still purchasing things for the retreat house. So we have about $2,000 on that line for furniture, fixtures, and equipment. This is the money that we've spent on mortgage interest in the first 9 months of the year, $3,265. And as we pay that mortgage down, obviously the interest rate per day change, not the rate, but the actual dollars change, how much we pay per day in interest. And then this is the PayPal bank fees for people who have paid for lodging and retreat house retreats. So our total expenses for the year, for the first 9 months, $141,218, which left us with a negative net revenue, just about $2,500, a little under $2,500 negative. But if you guys remember, at the end of Q2, we were negative 12,000. So we're catching up there, and in fact, we're still doing quite well. In fact, we've had some really good donations in November and December. So I'll just let you know that we are doing fine. There's nothing at all to be concerned about. I've heard people say that the retreat house is not doing well. that Awakening Together is not doing well. I'll tell you, that's all false information. It's completely false. We are doing very well. We have enough money starting off the new year in our checking account that we feel confident that we'll be able to pay our salaries next year and, you know, pay our bills next year. And that's the way I kind of like to keep it. I kind of like to keep it almost a year ahead, you know, so that we're not living hand to mouth, right? We know we have enough money for just about a year. And then if we keep earning the money, right, we kind of stay that year ahead. And that's really where we're at. That's the position we're in. That's the position we've always been in, and that hasn't changed. So we're doing well financially. And in fact, one of the things I want to talk about is how well we're doing on paying off our retreat house mortgage. October 5th, 2018, which you guys know was just a little over a year ago, we borrowed $80,000 to be able to purchase the retreat house. Today, as I sit here, we owe a little over $62,300. So we have paid off what? That's nearly $18,000 in just a little over a year. So we're really doing quite well. Not so well that donations can quit coming in, because like I said, we're you know, then it would start dropping down pretty quickly. But if donations do keep coming in at the rate that they're coming in, you know, our cash flow is excellent. We have a bit of a cushion, you know, for a small church, which is really what we are doing quite well. So I will pause and see if anybody has any questions about our financial status. I would be happy to answer them. No questions about the finances. All right. Then what I am going to go ahead and do is introduce you to our pilgrimage that we are planning as part of our fall retreat in 2020. I'm sure you guys know by now that we've put several 2020 retreats on the website. In fact, let me just share again really quickly. I'll load this down and go to our website. Underneath retreats and classes, retreats at the retreat house. All retreats at the retreat house. This is where they're at. And if you look here, you'll notice there are several retreats. I'm not going to sit there and here and read them all to you, but we have a total of 17 retreats that we are offering next year. So, and we already have some people registering. One thing that's interesting is that we have some people that we don't know registering. So the word must be spreading. They're not all people that we know. And I'm not going to continue to register. You can see there's a long list there. One thing I wanted to show you is at the top of this long list of retreats that we're offering next year is the 2020 Awakening Together retreat schedule. And you'll notice that there are scheduled shuttles for every retreat, but you know, they're at specific times. Like if you're coming for the self-inquiry retreat in February, Sunday, February 16th, there's a pickup at Colorado Springs at 5. And then after the retreat, there's a drop-off at Colorado Springs at 7:45. If you're interested in coming to a retreat and taking a shuttle before you book your airfare, you'll probably want to look at this particular schedule and coordinate your airfare along with the shuttles. When you get ready to make your reservations, you can just click on this link where it says reservations required. That will take you to a form where you'll be able to fill in your information, and you'll be able to select the shuttle that you want, both for pickup and for drop-off. So we've tried to make that as easy as possible for everyone. Let me show you the fall retreat. We're going to have two separate weeks for the fall retreat. And again, just like always, you can register for one or both. We haven't planned the first week yet. Hopefully we'll do that soon. That's going to be a retreat at the retreat house. The second week, however, is a New Mexico pilgrimage. And I've heard a couple people say Mexico. It's not Mexico, it's New Mexico. In fact, specifically Northern New Mexico. This is the itinerary. It will be scheduled starting Sunday, September 20th. And this will go through Friday, September 25th. And if you were to come, if you were going to come for this, you want to make sure you were there, you know, by the 19th at the latest. And you wouldn't want to schedule your flight back until the 26th, because we'll be using up all day the 20th through the 25th on this pilgrimage. But we're going to depart La Vida on September 20th, and we're going to visit the Taos Pueblo. And the Taos Pueblo is a 1,000-year-old tribal pueblo. Let me just see if I can show you some pictures here. It's a lovely place, and the Native Americans there are very, very happy to give us tours, and in fact, they will. And they also will let us see their church. They will not let us take pictures inside the church, but they will let us visit their church. They're a very proud group of people because they're the only Native Americans who have lived in their original place for 1,000 years. As you know, other Native Americans have been moved to reservations and such, but they're in the same place they've always been. There's a picture of the Taos Pueblo. You can see it's the old-fashioned standard pueblos that many people build their houses to look like now. And so we'll take a tour of their pueblos, and we'll learn about their culture. After we go to the Taos Pueblo, we'll visit the very famous and very old St. Francis Church in Taos, New Mexico. And then we're going to stay at the Blue Sky Retreat Center and have dinner there. We'll also have use of space there so we can meditate together. So that will be the first day of the pilgrimage. The second day of the pilgrimage, we're going to take a day trip to Abiquiu, New Mexico, where we will visit the Dar al-Islam Mosque. And they're a mosque who is dedicated to teaching both Muslims and non-Muslims about Islam. And so we'll go there and have some time with them. We'll also visit a place called the Monastery of Christ in the Desert, which is a Benedictine monastery. And we're going to have lunch at Ghost Ranch, which is owned by the Presbyterians. But it's an incredibly beautiful place in New Mexico. And then we may also have time to go by the Purple Adobe Lavender Farm and Labyrinth. So this will be our second day. And then we'll go back to Blue Sky Retreat Center and have dinner. On our third day, we're going to visit the Ojo Caliente Hot Springs. We'll spend all day there. And if you want to have some spa services on your own, you can do that. After we go to the hot springs, we'll come back to Taos, and you'll have free time in the Taos Square for shopping and dinner. On the fourth day, we're going to drive down to Chimayo Sanctuary, which is a very famous sanctuary. In fact, it's supposed to be the number one pilgrimage site in America. And it has several different churches there with different purposes, so we'll visit that. And then after that, we'll go to the Bandelier National Monument. The Bandelier National Monument is cliff dwellings where the ancient Native Americans lived, where they actually lived in the caves in the cliffs. So we'll go and visit that. And then that night we will sleep in Santa Fe at the Santa Fe Lodge. On the fifth day, we'll go to Casa Catuwe. Let me go back to the internet. I think the best place to tell you about Casa Catuwe is to show you. It's a natural site. Again, it's considered a Native American reservation. So, Casa Catuwe Tent Rocks. It's also a national monument. And here are some of the pictures of what that looks like walking through there. It's a pretty incredible experience. It kind of feels like a natural temple. I've been there twice before. Absolutely love it. Very quiet, very solemn, and people can, you know, go as far as they want, as slowly as they want. You can go through more quickly and climb up above, or just spend time inside. It's kind of like being in a cave without being in a cave. So So that's enough of that, but we'll be going there. Oh, here's some of the tent rocks from the outside. I've seen, shown you several pictures of the inside. This is what they look like on the outside. So you're walking in those crevices between these, as you can see why they call them tent rocks, right? Kasha Katuwe means tent rocks. Probably a lot of fun to go there. Again, so we'll go there in the morning on day 5, and in the afternoon, we're going to visit the Santa Fe churches, including the oldest church in North America. And then, and we'll also visit the Loreto Chapel, which is a chapel with a miraculous staircase. They say that the architect, when he built the chapel, he forgot to build a staircase up into the upper area where the choir goes. And in fact, he didn't even leave room for a staircase. And so the nuns prayed for help because there was no way to get to the upper area for the choir. And a man showed up, a carpenter, who built this incredible spiral staircase without any supports whatsoever. It seemed to just magically stand up. And then he disappeared without any kind of payment. That's the Loreto Chapel. It's actually one of my favorite churches in all of the world, and I've been to a lot of churches. So that's also in Santa Fe. And then you'll have free time in the square just for shopping and to get your own dinner. And then on day 6, we're going to start back, but we're going to stop at a place in Las Vegas, New Mexico, called the Dawn Light Sanctuary, which is built specifically for people to come in and sit in silence and appreciate the light. Then we'll return to La Vida. You'll have some time to rest. And then that night, hopefully, we will go out to dinner together. I haven't scheduled this yet, but I do know a chef, and I'm going to have a talk with him in La Vida, and I think maybe we'll have dinner at his restaurant, Timbers. And then the Mercantile has arranged for Rebecca Folsom to be the singer that night. So, yeah, exactly. So we will end our pilgrimage at the Mercantile with Rebecca Folsom, who I know a lot of Awakening Together people have fallen in love with. So that's going to be our New Mexico pilgrimage. I haven't got a price on it yet. I still have to get some details situated, but I should be able to do that shortly after the holidays. And then we got to get the first week planned. But hopefully we will be announcing the fall retreat in January, February at the very, very latest. Are there any questions then about any of our retreats or the New Mexico pilgrimage? Make sure when you talk about it, you say New Mexico. I've heard several people say Mexico.
I wanted to point out that space is limited. So when you get the prices out there, they're going to want to go ahead and sign up.
Yeah, if they're sure they want to come. Right now, we only have room for 16, and the 16 includes the three of us drivers, Jacqueline, Cheryl, and myself. So that's only 13 other people. Whether we would be able to increase it or not, I would have to go back and see the challenge to increasing it. We would need another driver, and there's only a few more rooms left at the Blue Sky. We'd have to see if we could get those rooms. It's kind of a small retreat center. But I didn't, you know, right now we're set up for a total of 16 people, which last year we had around that number of people coming to our retreats. So that's about the same number of people we had last year. But if more people get excited, we'll see if we can increase it. But again, there are no promises. All right, so what I'm going to do now is I'm going to turn it over to Jacqueline, and I'm going to let Jacqueline share about our new forum. So I'm muting myself.
Thank you, Regina. And I just want to say, isn't she amazing? Yay, Regina. Good planning. Thank you so much. It's just beautiful. Yeah, I'm really excited about it. And I think anybody that comes is going to be so glad that they attend. So I hope to see all of you there. I will share with you the forum. As you likely know, we moved from a standalone forum to a forum that is based on our regular website. So let me share my screen so you can see that. You can get to the forum by going to read on our menu. And then it's Prime Real Estate, as Dawn says. It's right there at the top of the to read menu, AT Discussion Forum. And I think it will cooperate here. My computer, that is, tells you, as you can see, it says, well, I don't know if you can see that or not. It says my internet connection is unstable. So let me just, actually, I'm going to beat on this wall and make sure I told Tom I might have to do that so in case he's on the internet. So I'm going to do that. Okay. Now everybody in the building knows that I'm on the internet. Thanks, Don. Turn my picture off. That's helpful. Thank you, Don. Okay. All right. Thank you. So I want to show you this version before I sign in so you can see what the general public sees. So there's the welcome there at the top. There is the forum support email there at the top. Those emails go to both me and our forum director, Aggie Michkowski. And you're more likely to get a response from Aggie than you are from me. One reason is because Aggie is on top of this. She is really good. She is so on top of this. She is more likely to have an answer to any questions that you have. Let's see. So we open up here to the public with this forum called Across the Pew. And really this is right here. This is our way of getting to know folks who come to the forum. I wrote Aggie earlier today. Again, she's going to be training me and Dawn how to fully conversant with the back end of the discussion forum here. But I could not figure out how to edit the sticky topic. So you'll notice it says something about our retreat house being located in La Vega, Colorado, which is not Isla Vida, but I couldn't change it. So we'll get Aggie to show us how to do that. Then the next item down is a forum just really designed to be general discussion. Entitled Challenges, Opportunities, Concerns, or Whatever's on Your Heart. And I see that Dawn has been posting some general announcements there. So this should all look relatively familiar because we really haven't changed things very much from what it was on the other forum. Again, we have the Awakening Together Sanctuary programs. This top item is links to our, what Aggie has called our foundational audios, and videos. And of course you can get to these through, the regular, menu bar under audios and videos. But again, this is our face, another way of interacting with the public. So the decision was made to include some of that stuff here. I'm going to check my chat, see, to make sure. And Dawn's posting here about on the chat board about her latest post, and we appreciate that, Dawn. I think this is a great use of the forum. It's a way to really communicate with members. And what Dawn has been posting about is the fact that we have an open speaking spot. It's 6 p.m. Eastern Time on Wednesdays, 4 p.m. Mountain. If you're interested in that spot, please contact Dawn, and she will hook you up. We'd love to hear you teach in the item. There is the Awakening Together Satsangs, the scheduled monthly movie, upcoming programs. Then we have a whole forum on the retreat house under that. Like I say, none of this, for anybody who's been at our previous forum, none of this should look too different. Inspiration from the journey. Again, the same stuff that we had on the old site. And then here's down at the bottom, tips, tricks, and glitches. I think you're going to want to check this spot. For example, Aggie posted, as you can see here, it says 4 days ago, Aggie posted this, helpful hints. Oh, if it's going to let me, I guess it'll let me go to it without being, again, this is all public facing, this part of the forum. Aggie notes in her helpful hints that if you scroll all the way down to the bottom of the page, there is a link for unread posts, which will bring up any posts that you haven't already read. After you look them over, read the ones you want, go back to the bottom of the page and click on mark all read, even the ones that you didn't read but didn't want to. She says, then the next time that you come and click unread post, only the posts that have been posted since you were here last time will be shown to you. So it's just not, you know, it's just an easy way to keep it clean and only see what you want to see. So again, here's what she's referring to, unread posts. I can't show you that though, I don't think, because I'm not logged in. Let's see if it'll do that for me. Unread posts. Yeah, I'm not sure that I can mark it since I'm not logged in. So let's look at that. Dawn posting all over the sanctuary, I mean the discussion forum. It's good, Dawn. I really appreciate you using it. I do, because I think that this provides us an opportunity, another opportunity to communicate with one another, and we need to use it that way. So let's go to the login here. Mine is remembered, so it's filled in. If you haven't already logged in, you should be able to log in with the same credentials you used on the old forum. I know a couple of folks have had a problem with that. I know Tony had an issue with that, but Tony, eventually you got logged in with your old information, right? Yes, Tony says yes. And so this took me, when I logged in, it took me immediately to recent posts. Maybe because I clicked on that bar at the bottom. I can't say. This is generally, I think, what you'll see when you log in. This is, again, you get that front page. But depending on how you're signed up, you know, are you a member? Are you an MPP student? Are you a minister? We put you in different groups based on how you originally signed up. So, and I'm an administrator, so I get all this stuff here at the top. I get this little testing thing. I get the administrator forum, moderator forum. You probably won't see that thing. Many of you will see this next item, the minister's corner, where you can report your service. As you know, in order to maintain a valid ministerial ordination, you have to stay in community with Awakening Together. And so the Ministers Association Subcommittee developed a form for you to report your ministerial services for the year. And that is right here. This will take you to that. The next item down is the members forum. And again, this is all information that cannot be seen by the general public. You have to sign in to get this information. And we are weeding out the riffraff as we're continuing to do that. You know, people who don't mean us well. The student forum, you may have access to that if you have taken an MPP class. The next item there is our online MPP forum. This is something that we are working towards, but it's not yet up. I'm sure, have we discussed that, Regina, in prior member meetings about that intent?
That is next on the agenda after you get done, Jacqueline.
Regina's going to tell you all about this in a moment. Thank you, Regina. And then, of course, the general healing groups is next. And most of you are familiar with the forum for this reason. Most of the folks here, I think, are probably in Regina's third year of general healing. There's also a spot for those of you in the first year, mine and Connie's class, and then in Ann's gentle healing group. As you know, as you go through gentle healing, as you go through gentle healing, you're encouraged more and more to use the forum so that you can post your contemplations. So if you're not familiar with the forum, you want to come in here and get familiar with it, because it's going to be part of the work we're doing between gentle healing classes. And then we get back to this that we originally saw, this across the pew. So you can, again, you can click on at the top to get to the general sharing under any forum, and then it will list the topics. You can add your own topic, which is just to say, I want to make a post, so I'm going to enter the title, and then I'm going to enter whatever I have to say about it. You can read someone else's post by clicking on it. You can, and then reply to that post. Type whatever you want there and then add your reply, and then that will show up under that same forum topic. Again, I don't think you're going to have a hard time finding your way around in here. It's so much like the other forum. You will want to go to your profile and update that. You can upload a picture by going to your account, and it either gives you a generic avatar by clicking on default avatar, or I don't know about the URL. I don't know what that goes to, frankly. Or you can upload a picture from your computer by clicking on that and then choosing a file. You want to fill in your email address, etc. You can also go at any time to my account and change your password down here by just inserting your old password and then typing in your new password twice. This will also show you your activity. And there's me complaining to Aggie, I don't know how to edit this. This will also show you what forums you're subscribed to. And that's helpful because then if you subscribe to any particular forum, you will get email messages from that to tell you that a new post has been made in that particular forum. You'll be asked to confirm that you want to subscribe to it. That will also go to your email. Let's see if I can. I'm already subscribed to that, I think. Let's see if I can subscribe to this one. Oh, that's a topic. That's not a forum. Let me go back. And again, I encourage you to just get in here and play around. You're not going to hurt anything. And the more familiar you are with it, the more likely you are to use it. Oh, there's the subscribe for new topics right there. So I can click on that. And I couldn't read that little sign, but I think it said you have now successfully subscribed to this. I think that is all that I have to show you guys. I'm happy to take any questions that you have. And again, I want to express my gratitude towards Aggie for all the work that she's done on this. And I'm sure you do as well. So I'm going to stop the share here, I think, and invite you to ask any questions that you have. Okay. See you in the forum.
Thank you, Jacqueline. And I just want to say how important it was that the forum be redone. I'm sure you guys remember that we had that couple of weeks where we were under cyber attack and we had a very difficult time recovering from that. We did finally recover. We're fully recovered. But it was difficult. And the reason the cyber attackers were able to get in the first place was through the forum that we had then. This is a completely different forum, I'll tell you. The forum that we had then was kind of an external program through a company called vBulletin. For some reason, we hadn't upgraded to the most recent version, which means we had some security weaknesses, and the hackers were able to get in through those security weaknesses. And then because of the relationship between that forum and our website, they were able to come in, get into our website and mess it up too. So we have gotten completely rid of vBulletin, which was actually very difficult for us to take care of on our own, which is why it hadn't been upgraded. And now we have a different type of forum, which is a WordPress forum, which is what our whole website is built on, WordPress. So it's something that we have a lot more understanding of. We can manage it ourselves. We can upgrade it ourselves. And that will help keep all of the security patches up to date and help keep our website secure. So it was really important. Yes, Jacqueline.
Yeah, I also just want to give a big shout out to Jay McCormick, who paid to have all of the data in the old forum transferred to the new forum. Thanks so much for that, Jay.
Yeah, and of course, Aggie, too, who did the majority of the work, right, to bring up the new forum. So and now I think Jacqueline and Don are going to learn how to manage it, if I remember correctly, so that we have in-house management. And this is just going to give us a lot more ability to keep our doors securely shut so hackers can't get in. So it was really important, and thank you to all of you for your patience through the transition, especially the Gentle Healing Year 3 people the form is extremely important to you as you do your work. And I know that for a while it was even kind of unavailable to you this year. And so thank you for your patience. So we do have a plan to start using the forum for MPP. Those of you who have already been through MPP or those of you who are going through MPP now, you know that you take classes, right? You do a lot of homework on your own, but then you show up for a two-hour class every week. Certainly those classes are wonderful. It's wonderful to get together with other people in the class environment. But there are also others who just can't make the classes, maybe because of a work schedule, sometimes because they're actually in a different time zone. They're over in Europe or something, and our classes are the middle of the night for them. So we needed a solution so that we could offer MPP for people who are not able to show up at a specific time for a class. So we have developed a plan to offer MPP via the forum. And I want to give you an idea of what that is going to look like. So I will share my screen again. I think this was probably it. Yeah, so this is our MPP forum-based curriculum proposal, which the trustees did approve, and I have begun early work on. Basically, we have different facilitation methods that can be used depending on the type of class. And this is really important because we want to make this as good of an experience as we can. You know, you kind of lose something when you take things out of the classroom. And so we don't want this to just be a boring experience. We want it to be as interactive as possible. So there are some different things that can be done. The first one, the self-study with questionnaire, that's really only going to be used for the very first class, which is Introduction to MPP, which means they can read the workbook and then answer a questionnaire to verify that they are aware of what was in the workbook. That's only the very first class, which is usually a two-hour introductory class that we'll use that method for. But the next one is homework posted to the forum. As you know, there's daily homework in the MPP classes. Sometimes it's 4 days a week, five, six, sometimes even 7 days a week. But that homework will be posted in the forum. There will be an introduction video that will teach people how to use the forum and also how to work with the different facilitation methods that I'm going to show you about now. There will also be an instructional video that will come with most of the classes. An instructional video is really instead of a facilitator. So what will happen is they'll turn in a week's worth of homework. When they turn in a week's worth of homework, the facilitator will send them the instructional video for that week, and the instructional video will go over the homework. So they'll be able to hear the answers that are basically in the facilitator's guide by watching an instructional video, since they won't be showing up at a class and getting that information directly from a facilitator. Another method we will use is buddy peer discussion. This is to actively engage the students with one another when the material may be successfully interpreted or understood via student discussion. For example, some of you have taken the Nisargadatta Maharaj class. And you may remember in that particular class, basically you select a section that you want to contemplate, and then you write an interpretation based on your own contemplation. And there are no right or wrong answers. So there's not an instructional video for that particular class. Instead, we'll pair you up with another student, and the two of you will maybe meet via telephone, or you could even meet via FaceTime or something, and you'll share with each other your own homework that week. There's also a buddy peer review facilitation method. This is used to engage students in the contemplation of one another's work. When the work is heavily contemplative and each one may have a deeper understanding if he or she also considers another student's contemplation. One example of this, I think, is probably the Course in Miracles course or the Ramana Maharshi course, where a lot of the answers, you're contemplating a part of what you read in the book and then writing an answer. Instead of having the students read all of the other students' homework, which would take a long time, Again, you'll be paired up with a buddy, and buddies will read each other's homework and kind of make comments. So that's a buddy peer review. Also, there will be a facilitator, and the facilitator will also review your homework. But the primary purpose of that review will be to provide praise, encouragement, and light individual guidance, not heavy instruction under most cases, because you'll have the instruction videos that you'll receive at the end of the week. And sometimes there will be facilitator review with instruction, which is used to provide praise, encouragement, and instruction, but also will provide some instruction. In addition to that, when instructional video is not used, but some of the material is challenging enough that you may need individual instruction from a facilitator. Now, each of these methods get used in different combination depending on the course and the needs of the course. So every course is a little different. So if we look at this, for example, as I mentioned, Intro to MPP is just going to be self-study with the questionnaire to show that you actually read the book. True Discernment, you'll get an introduction video that shows you how to use the forum. You'll post your homework to the forum. You'll have an instructional video at the end of each week's homework and light facilitator review. True Meditation is, you'll have an introduction video that really explains how buddy peer discussion works. You'll post your homework to the forum, and then this you'll have buddy peer discussion. You'll meet with someone and discuss your homework. You'll discuss your meditation experiences based on the homework, and then there'll be a light facilitator review. Bhagavad Gita, you'll post your homework to the forum. You'll get an instructional video at the end of each week. There'll also be buddy peer review, somebody else reading your contemplations and commenting on them, and facilitator review. Tao Te Ching, instructional videos at the end of each week, buddy peer review, facilitator review. Understanding Purification, again, you'll be assigned someone to work with on the phone, and you'll discuss your homework with facilitator review. Notice there's no instructional video this time, etc. So each one is just a little different. I won't go through all of them. But what's happening now is that this entire curriculum needs to be rewritten to fit this format. So I have just begun that project. I'm working on MPP, True Discernment. What I've done with True Discernment is I've rewritten the workbook and the facilitator guide, and I've done the first 5 weeks instructional videos. So once I finish True Discernment and maybe also True Meditation, I may want to get at least one ahead. We'll probably start offering this, and people will be able to sign up and start taking it. And then I and maybe some other ministers will join me. We'll continue to work forward to do the work of rewriting these curriculums and creating these videos so that MPP can be offered via the forum. Now, this doesn't necessarily mean that we won't also offer it during with classes, but to be absolutely honest, we have trouble getting enough people to offer a class. So we'll have to see how successful the MPP version of the form version of MPP is. Maybe sometimes we'll have classes too. Maybe we're just going to be migrating over to this. The only way to find out is to live forward and to see what happens. Are there any questions at all about the plans to offer MPP via the forum? I will tell you, when this idea first came, I wasn't at all sure how to go about doing this. And, you know, I knew that it was necessary. I knew we have enough people that can't make classes and want to take MPP, but I didn't know how to do it. So I actually scheduled a business meeting with my daughter, Jasmine, because she has taken a couple of sessions of summer classes from home when she was home, still taking classes with her college, and they do it basically over a forum. And so I sat down with her. Well, actually, I had she was in Fort Collins, so I had a FaceTime meeting with her. But I said, Jasmine, tell me how they did this. And all of these different facilitation methods really came from what she's experienced with Colorado State University when she takes summer classes online. So that's where the format came from. And in that way, it's kind of tested and proven, and it works. So So we'll see how it works for us. All right, then. Only a couple more things on the agenda. One thing is we will be starting a new Gentle Healing Year 1 class on January 27th. And Shauna Summers is going to be the facilitator of the new Gentle Healing class. It will be offered on Monday nights from 6 to 8 p.m. Mountain Time. So that's 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. So there'll be more information coming out, like on the daily update and such, but I thought I would go ahead and share that information in case you know someone that's interested in gentle healing. You can let them know that it will begin on January 27th. And of course, there's no need to sign up, just show up. And again, that will be 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 6 p.m. Mountain Time. Seems like there was something else I wanted to say about that, but I have no idea what it was. So if it comes back, I'll return to that topic. Also, as Jacqueline mentioned this morning, we are going to have a special holiday schedule. This week is not the holiday week yet, so this week our schedule is the same. So if you're in gentle healing is on Tuesday, like it always is. But next week, Tuesday is Christmas Eve, and the week after that, Tuesday is New Year's Eve. So we have decided that the sanctuary will be closed on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, as well as New Year's Eve and New Year's Day. So, but we don't want to skip gentle healing for 2 weeks. So we have decided that the day before Christmas Eve, which is Monday, December 23rd, that's when we'll hold gentle healing that week. Gentle healing classes will be the same time. So whether you're in 1, 2, or 3, you just show up the same time, but a day earlier. You'll show up on Monday, December 23rd. And the very same thing next week, since we're closed on Tuesday, New Year's Eve, you're going to show up on Monday, December 30th at the same time. And I'm sure this week your facilitators will remind you about the new schedule next week. But again, this week is exactly the same because we don't have any holidays this week. But that will take effect next week, only for 2 weeks. And then once we're into the new year, we'll return to our regular schedule. Are there any questions about that? All right, then. That concludes our member meeting. That is everything I had to share with you all. So thank you, Jacqueline, for sharing the form with us. Thank you, everyone, for having interest in what is going on with Awakening Together and showing up at the member meeting. And I'll see you all around this week. I think nearly everyone that came to the member meeting, I know I'll see probably on Tuesday or Wednesday. So I'll see you all later in the week. And until then, have some good days.